Hello nerds, and welcome to Technomancers, the D&D actual play podcast that last went outside a month ago and hated it. I'm waste of corporate time, Ivan Brett, and I'm coming to you live from the offices of Elastic. I'm actually at the offices today as well. That's why it's a bit echoey. I'm joined by four of my friends and colleagues who will introduce themselves in order how close they are to the nearest dice, starting with the closest.
Oh, I think it's me.
It's probably you.
How many dice? I have some right here. I'm holding them.
Do you also have a name?
I do have a name. I am Rob, and I am going to be playing Linus of Menardis, Dragonborn Artificer.
Oh, good. Who's next closest to a dice?
I think it's me. Mine are just out of arm's reach. Actually, no, I've got one that's in arm's reach. I've got a big old sparkly pink D20. I don't need a name. No, I am Misha, and I will be playing Light Through Rain.
I can see Rich's dice, so I'm not going to
claim that. Think it was me. I think I just... because Misha's got longer arms than I have.
That's true. Misha's arms are incredibly long. It's kind of spooky.
Great for climbing out of a well.
You know Mr. Tickle?
Where are we going with this?
Climbing out of a well. It's how Mr. Tickle gets out of wells, they just go all the way up.
Push Mr. Tickle in a well, it's the best thing to watch. He's just like, this is fine, I'm not even going to like try and fight you. I'm going to have a little swim and then come back out again. Anyway, speaking of swim, what? Richard, next are you?
Yeah, it's me. These are my 2 6-sided die for my fighting fantasy books.
Yes, I love fighting fantasy. The combat is so immersive. You roll dice until one of you dies. just like real combat. Missy?
So that leaves me. I think it is kind of similarly, only just out of reach. I'm not gonna get them up. I'm Lucy and I play Sark.
Is it really embarrassing that I'm the furthest from a dice?
Yes.
I think it's probably about 50 feet away.
So
it's
like, embarrassing.
I'd have to take a sprint action to get to it, I think.
Can I also... sprint isn't an action. I think you mean dash. Anyway,
I quit the podcast. Thank you.
I don't know if this is like a running thing throughout all of the podcast episodes that we do, but I have noticed that whenever Rich introduces himself, he just answers the question that Ivan asks, and then all of us just move on.
it's a fun inference game where you have to work out who Richard is and who his character is by process of elimination, but it's not any of the other voices.
I think to be honest as well, this would be a terrible first episode to listen to, so hopefully you've heard the other episodes where he doesn't introduce himself and by this point got the idea.
I don't actually think I've ever introduced myself. I've only introduced myself as Rob's character.
That's fun, isn't it? Would you prefer it if I introduced you like boxing, like boxers, and just, you know, or even darts players, and called you like the Thriller from Manila and that kind of thing? Would that help?
Yes.
Oh yes.
That would be quite funny.
It's not going to happen. Okay, good. So here is what's happened. I'll give you a little update because it's been a little while since we recorded. Cloudpools Inc. informed the City Circle the best they could about the impending invasion by the Spring Tide, before befriending Alan Lily Rosewater Hugill, principal soprano soloist of the Grand Tidewater Opera. She said she had something important to show them, brought them by carriage to her large house. Inside, there was a bump noise downstairs, so the team went to investigate. Downstairs, they found a lizard creature who attacked. Dickie sent Light Through Rain to sleep, and then the door to the basement slammed. And that's where we are now. We are in the middle of combat, so we're going to launch straight back into it. But you're not quite sure what's going on. It's a bit of a panicky fight, and that's just how I want it. So, little reminder. You're down in this basement. It's quite a cluttered room. You just... Linus opened a door, found a kind of lizard folk. Light Through Rain ran in, attacked. Dickie sent her to sleep. And that's as much as you know. Here we go. Back into the combat. Music, please, Misha. Light Through Rain. Your turn. At the beginning of your turn, Dickie, can you roll me a d4, please?
Got a 4.
Okay. Light Through Rain, you take 4 points of psychic damage.
Oh, shit. Hang on. So I was actually looking for a 1.
I mean, depends. You're doing good. Your god is sated. Night Through Rain, you dream of a woman, and it's a woman who, in a motherly, nursing way, stands over you, her skin slightly purple, her hair silver. She goes, "There, there, darling. Just sleep." Strokes your face, and it stings like nettles have been stroked against your face. You take 4 points of psychic damage. Next in the order is you, Dickie.
So who's around me?
So you are down at the bottom of the stairs, next to Zark. To the north of you, Linus and Light Through Rain are standing in a doorway fighting lizard folk. You are kind of a bit further off.
I've got a plan.
Okay.
So, I don't know how this appeared, but I've got an invisibility spell.
Nice.
Linus is the biggest one. Boss, isn't he?
Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna make Linus invisible.
Why?
May I ask?
Don't ask questions, just accept.
Yeah, so that no one will see you.
Okay.
And what can I cast this at? Level 2?
It is a level 2 spell, so yeah, that's, I think, okay, the best you can do.
Okay, so I touch Linus, and I'm assuming he disappears right in front of me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you run forward, touch him on the back, Linus, you feel a little tingle. Ooh. And you can no longer see your hands.
Oh no, my hands. Dickie has cast a spell on me. I've got no hands.
Remove hands, a second level spell.
Artifice this.
Nice one. That's your action, Dickie. Make sure to mark off a second level spell slot as well for casting that. Do you have any bonus actions you can do?
I don't think so. Not any relevant anyway.
I think you're right. Next in the order, a door bursts open and a woman runs through. She wears a tattered purple dress. Her hair is tied behind her. Her eyes strangely green and gleaming. She looks to Dickie and Zark. No, more Zark at the bottom of the stairs. And pulls out a sickle. And gives this awful blood-curdling hiss. Before running forward as far as the centre of the room. And then opens her mouth horribly wide and just sprays poison in your direction.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Let's do a little...
Sorry.
Oh, sorry about it. It's a DC 12 constitution saving throw, please.
21.
That's a crit. Amazing.
Pretty good. Mm.
The spray of this horrible kind of halitosis poison covers your face and just does nothing. She looks mildly disappointed and goes, "What? I thought that would be worse for you."
Well, it wasn't.
God damn. She kind of wipes her mouth, looking pissed off. And kind of like twiddles her sickle in her hand. It looks quite brutal, this sickle, I have to say. And that's the end of her turn. Zark, it is your turn.
I think I would like to point at the woman and say, "Tickle, tickle," and cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Oh my god.
I've never cast that and I've really wanted to. So I think that is a wisdom saving throw.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So my wisdom save was 15. So yeah, you point at her, tickle, tickle, and she just goes, "I'm not ticklish." And finds that very. Yeah. She finds her own sentence funny, but not your spell remotely. Can you burn one first level spell slot, please? And that is the end of your action. You can still move, or take a bonus action if you have one.
No, I'll just stand there looking vaguely annoyed at the tickling not working.
I'm so sorry. Next, out of the same door comes another of these lizardy, kind of scaled folk. He comes up beside and goes,
"Yeah, me neither, but don't try and tickle me, just take my word for it."
And he's going to sort of stand protectively by his friend. The other one is going to savage light through rain.
Just note, the other one takes 1 point of piercing damage because I stabbed it with the rapier of bleeding last session.
Ooh, thank you for that. Is it one every turn? I mean, I've got
it
the word
It's one every
here,
turn for every time I stab it, and I've stabbed it once.
Ooh, it's stacking. Ooh. Whoever designed that weapon must be a great DM.
what a clever person they were.
This lizard chap isn't necessarily going to metagame here and keep you asleep. I think he's just going to carry on savaging you. He's only a brood guard. He's definitely not got the intelligence to realise this would be quite nice. So we've got one bite and two claw attacks. The first one will be against a sleeping light through rain. As soon as you wake up, he will no longer have advantage. No. So that's a crit.
Yeah, that'll do. Although is that 11 to hit?
It's 24, no, 24 to hit. He has advantage because you're asleep. That's 14 points of piercing damage.
Oh, Christ, I've got one hit point left.
You wake up. He's got another bite attack.
And just wake up like, ah, I'm awake.
19 to hit.
That hits.
So he bites you, you wake, and then you immediately fall unconscious. Blood dripping from his fanged mouth. He's going to take one reaching claw attack across light through Rain's unconscious body at Linus.
He can't see me. He can't see me. I'm invisible.
Oh, then he doesn't. Yeah. I think he probably runs forward over light through Rain's body, bumps into you, and is going to make an attack with disadvantage at you. Okay. Is that fair? Because he definitely will be trying to get out of this room to attack everybody else.
Okay.
Also, he knows you were there before. Mm-hmm. So, disadvantage attack. That's a natural one. He stumbles backwards, falls over Light Through Rain's prone body, and falls prone behind her. So, you have an opportunity there if you want it. Next in the order is Linus.
Okay. I am... there's so many things to do.
Yeah, that's the problem.
No.
Okay, I am, instead of doing any of the things that I was thinking about, going to climb onto this table here, and I'm going to look at the two creatures that this green-eyed, poison-spitting lady, and I'm just going to say, you like spitting things, how about this? And then I will break the invisibility and use my breath weapon, which is a 30 feet, 5 foot wide straight line, and get both of those creatures and try and set them on fire.
Wonderful. And also a great use of the invisibility, Dickie. Good stuff. This is good. Okay, so what is it? A dexterity saving throw?
It is a constitution saving throw. Let me send it to the
What flavor is your breath weapon, by the way?
It is fire flavor.
Yay,
it's a little bit flavor. Spicy. 8 plus con plus proficiency, which is... What is my con? My con is 2, so that is a DC 12.
Okay. The woman gets a 10 and will succumb to whatever you have going for it. And the slightly more scaly approach gets an 18. He's fine.
Okay, so that is... Where's the dice button gone?
I don't think you get one for that. I think you just got to do it.
2d6. That is an 11. 11 points of fire damage.
Mate, that's fantastic. Does the other guy take half?
And he takes half, yeah.
Okay.
I have a question, actually.
Yeah.
Does this break invisibility?
Yeah,
because
you...
it just says I use my action, but the thing for breaking invisibility says... This spell ends for a target that attacks or casts a spell, and I haven't done either. I've just used an action.
That's a really, really good question. A breath weapon is not an attack. You didn't take the attack action. You used breath weapon instead.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to roll a dice and see.
Okay.
No, do you know what? Rule of cool. Yeah. The breath weapon comes out of nowhere. You don't break invisibility. You stand on the table. You stand on a plate. The plate goes kind of like up in the a little bit like a lever. Maybe they can see that, but they certainly can't see you. The breath comes out of nowhere. Also, your voice comes out of nowhere. They have evidence of where you are, but you are invisible.
So in which case, I would like to use the last 15 feet of my movement to clamber across the table and get this side of the table.
Can you give me, I know it's not an action, but can you give me a stealth check, please, to see if you avoid another plate?
Yeah, sure. That is, bam, stealth, which is a 14.
Not bad, yeah. Seems like you've been quite stealthy about this. Good one. Next in the order, Light Through Rain, you're unconscious. Make me a death saving throw, please.
Oh, God. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Oh, that's going to be a 3.
That's a fail.
Rah! This is the noise that Lythra Rain makes on the floor.
Lythra makes a little sort of sad meow. Dickie, your turn.
Right, I can see that I've got a clear line of sight to the... what's her name again? Do I even know her name?
She hasn't told you her name, but she's a green-eyed woman in a tattered dress. Would you like to name her?
Greenie.
Greenie's... Oh, what a lovely name.
That's what I was thinking.
So imaginative.
Name? Greenie. Lovely. Yes. What would you like to do?
I would like to waste the last spell slot that I have on I think Linus is clear, and there is a lot of wood in this room though. So I'm not 100% sure that this is this is for the best, but fuck it.
Mm.
Right.
I mean, how on fire is the wood already?
That's a good question.
After, I need to try this spell out. I've never ever done this spell. It's Agonaz's Scorcher.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It is, to be fair, it is a Scorcher outside today. So it feels right.
Good. All right, then. So I'm gonna raise my hands and I'm going to point them at her with the anticipation that I'm going to be like a human flamethrower now. Well,
wonderful.
A gnomic 3 flamethrower.
Linus, just having done a gout of flame yourself, I'm wondering if this is going to be a bigger or smaller gout of flame. I think we can all have a bit of a D-measuring contest, if you know what I'm trying to say, about who's got the bigger flame.
A dragonborn measuring
contest. Dragonborn measuring contest, yeah.
I thought it was a dice measuring contest.
Ice measuring contest. We had that before when we started the recording.
Yeah.
Distance measuring contest. All right then, give it a cast. Let's see what happens. Love it. Let's have a look at the description. Okay, so it's a 30-foot line. Got it. It's pretty much exactly like the breath weapon. 30-foot line emanating from 5 feet wide. You could probably just about get both of them if you aimed it right between them. Do you want to try?
Oh, yes. I need to give the other one a name first.
Oh, yes, please.
Another colour, but I'll let somebody else choose.
He's green.
Oh, I was going to call him Bitey.
Yes, Bitey's
not
that.
Now, Bitey's not a colour, Misha.
I can't believe you'd let me down like this.
Okay.
Bitey is his name. Of blue.
Oh, it's blue is the one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not Bitey.
Should we call him Azure then?
Oh, Azure's quite nice.
Lovely. And then he can go down
in a cloud.
A joke which will be so relevant in a month and a half when this is released.
The only reason we're recording today is because we can't connect to anything.
I would like to cast Cloud Strike, please.
I'm leaving all these in.
Lovely.
Like, what?
Please do. Okay, yes. They've both got to make dexterity saving throws. Let's start with Greenie, since we're there. She scares all scores. It didn't work. She gets a 12, which is not enough to save. And Azure doesn't save either. So you're going to do full damage to both. It's got 18 fire damage.
3d8.
Dickie, this is a much more impressive flamethrower than your friend who can actually breathe fire. I would like to know, Linus, what's your reaction to this?
I'm pretty impressed, and I feel like I'm now realizing where my missing dragon scales are going, as Dicky pulls out one of my scales as one of the magical components to this spell.
Forgot about that.
You can't see it right now because he's invisible, but there's like a whole patch on the back of Linus's back. It's just got no scales on it at all.
I thought I was shedding early.
I like the idea of like a little inserting a little flashback of Dicky collecting them from Linus's pillow.
It's like dandruff.
Yeah.
Dragony dandruff.
Dragon drop. Dragon drop. Greedy and Azure are both looking really hurt. This was a really effective spell. Make sure you burn a second level spell slot, Dicky, and that's your action. You can still move if you want to.
I've got nothing left.
That was good, though. That was timely. And probably better than the sleep spell you cast, which literally, like, knocked your friend out causally.
I've got to do that once again, though, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's right.
I think that's it. I don't think I have a bonus action, do I?
Not as a wizard, you cast a spell, so no, that's it. Great. It's Greenie's turn. Greenie's furious. First of all, her dress is looking pretty scorched. Second of all, her friend is looking pretty scorched. She looks at you with her kind of angry green eyes and goes, "How dare you! You've ruined my day! Now I'm going to ruin your life!" She strides towards you, and she... Ooh. She's going to strike you with this sickle. It's 15 to hit. Does that hit?
Of course it does. I'm so weak.
5 slashing damage.
Okay, I can take it.
And 23 to hit. For 6 slashing damage.
Okay, so that's 11.
Or... 11 in total. Actually... Hang on. What was your starting HP?
20.
Put it back up. Put it back up to 20.
Mm-hmm.
She looks a little surprised. The blade, both time it strikes you, seems to bounce off your skin. She looks at you furiously and goes, "I misjudged you!" And, yeah, just looked really, really furious. She misjudged you. You're still on full HP. Doesn't cut the skin. Zark, your turn.
I think Zark is going to move over so she can kind of see light through rain, kind of between Greenie and Dicky as they're, still chattering, battling. And then... I would like to cast Healing Word on Light Through Rain, I think.
What's the word this time?
The word is, "You're alright!" Just as an action.
I hate to be a pedant.
"You're alright, you're fine!"
That's now 4 words.
Which one of them is the actual healing word in amongst
those? Yeah, it can be nested within a sentence, I think.
Yeah.
Light Through Rain, you heal 6 hit points and are suddenly roused. You're in a small room with another lying down creature. This one is a lizard. But you're okay. You're back alive. Zark, that was a bonus action. Anything else you want to do?
Can I do give inspiration, or is that also a bonus action? Or can I do
that's another bonus action, I'm afraid.
Okay. No, then. I'm all good.
Don't you want to attack Greenie, who's right in front of you?
Oh, I'm not very strong. I guess I can. I'll just,
Is there anything to lose, Zark?
No, I guess not. I'll stabble with my rapier, then.
Nice one.
It's an 18.
18 definitely hits. Give me some damage.
Nice. 7 piercing.
I'm not very strong. 7 piercing damage is fantastic. She is looking in a bad way. She hisses at you and goes, "Hey, it's not fair! That tickled!" And then she covers her mouth.
So embarrassed to admit the ticklishness.
Next in the order is the Brood Guard. Azure is going to run over to you, Zark. Just a little bit forward, staggering forward, looking pretty burnt, pretty blackened. The tables and chairs behind him are kind of lightly crackling with flames now. And he's going to try and give you some attacks. Here comes a bite. 17 to hit. Zark?
Oh, yes.
Does it work?
That does hit, yeah.
And 14 to hit.
Yeah.
They both hit?
Yeah.
Oh no! Two bites, 8 points of piercing damage. He's just namming down on you. And then finally, a claw strike as well. Natural one. The claw breaks. And he goes, oh, my claw! Oh dear! It's bent backwards in a really awful way. He looks like he's not going to be able to use that claw attack again. Nice. That's the end of that one.
Much damage did you say that was? Eight.
Eight.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, we tried to scratch your dead body, which is... Hang on, no. He would have crit on that one. I think he probably reached forward and did a natural one on you, Dickie.
I'm invincible.
Excuse me, I'm actually once invincible. Again,
sorry, just taking that thought. No, it's fine. I'll keep it that way. I don't imagine he would have scratched an unconscious Zark, despite the fact he does wish you ill. The other one is going to stand up and is going to try and attack Light through Rain.
Can I use my reaction?
Yes.
When you are hit by an attack, you can use your reaction. This is defensive step. You can use your reaction to gain a +4 bonus to AC against that attack, possibly turning it into a miss. You then teleport up to 10 feet to an unoccupied space you can see.
Now, you need to wait until it hits, I suppose, don't you? Because this is when you're hit by an attack. First thing is it takes 1 point of damage because he's beating.
It does.
Yeah, here comes the attack then. So we'll do this. You can do that. That's an amazing power. Do that as soon as it hits. So the first bite is going to be a 16.
That would hit, but if I use my defensive step and burn 2 side points, it misses.
Amazing.
As I teleport 10 feet away. I feel like purely for flavour, it's as though sort of Light Through Rain comes gasping back into, and then flings herself onto the table with a kind
fantastic.
Of cat response of, if I get higher than everything else, that'll help.
The creature is temporarily confused. You just close the door as well.
I was like, why can't I move my character token? Because I'm stuck to the door.
There we go.
Okay.
The creature's momentarily confused, looks through the door, sees you, rampages forward, and is now going to attack you a second time with reckless attack, giving itself advantage, but opening itself to other attacks. So you can see it kind of like reaches forward, no attempt at all to guard itself. Bonus, not bonus attack, 17 to hit.
I think that does now hit, because I think the AC bonus only accounts for that one.
Yeah.
Reaction.
8 points of piercing damage.
I go straight back down.
You leap onto the table. He runs forward, bites your leg, and you just fall down, smashing the plates. you are now dinner, it seems. Final attack then on his turn. He's going to try and claw Dickie the Invincible. It's a 14 to hit.
It does.
Oh, no. Dickie's not invincible anymore. 8 points of slashing damage.
But did I not reverse time or something last time?
That wasn't a reverse time. That was me forgetting that I'd created a magical item with some interesting mechanical points.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry, Dickie.
So what's the damage?
8.
I can live with that.
Linus, it is your turn. 2 of your friends are down. 3 enemies are still up, but they're looking pretty... Well, 2 of them are looking pretty rough, I would say.
Okay. I am going to move into here. So just between Light Through Rain, Azure, and Greeny. And this time I will break the invisibility.
Giving yourself advantage?
Yes. And I will try and hit Greeny with... my light hammer. I will take ball out of my pocket and donk him with it.
Well, attempt it.
With advantage, please.
Oh, that is a 12.
Ooh, 12 is bad for advantage. Good. It hits.
Okay. That's good to know.
Very cool.
And that is 5 bludgeoning damage.
5 bludgeoning damage is enough. You spunk her around the back of the head. She just swoons down, cracking her head on the flagstones. She is unconscious. Very good stuff.
That was poetry. Swonk and swoon.
Thank you very much. Yeah, great. It's only because I can't think of the real words. Linus, second attack, I think, with a light weapon, right? Bonus action.
Yes, please. Yes, please. So I will use Peen. And that is, I assume, not with advantage.
Not with advantage.
Now, because I'm no longer. But this will be onto Azure.
Doesn't hit.
12. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's it. Nice one. I suppose if the other one should be AWS, shouldn't they? If that one's Azure.
Yeah.
End of your turn. Light through rain. Maybe a cons. No, not that one. A death saving throw, please.
Yeah. 14.
14 is good. That's your first save. I hope you cleared the previous one, by the way, because this is a new set of death saves.
I was like, well, at least I got to clear the fail.
Yeah, that's actually quite good. Dickie, your turn.
I'm just going to do a silly techie joke. I feel I have to, just because it's Technomancers and it's a special day today. but I feel that we should do a crowd strike against Azure.
Love it. Please do.
Okay. I don't think I have much left. I can't make people fall asleep. What do I have left?
You must have some cantrips, right?
I think I'm just going to surround myself with grease. It worked on the tiger.
Okay. Mm.
You're casting grease on yourself.
Yes.
Slick grease covers the ground in a 10-foot square, centered on a point within range, that point being your head. Difficult terrain. When the grease appears, each creature standing in the area, that is, every single creature in this encounter, must make a dexterity saving throw or fall prone. Hooray! Dickie, Linus, please make me a dexterity saving throw. And I will do it for AWS, who gets a 21. And, Azure has failed.
What do I need to pass? I got a 13.
I think it's Dickie's...
16.
Dickie's spell save DC is actually 13. So you guys both save. Azure's on the ground. And AWS is still somehow running. It must have been using a... what are they called? What's the set? That's the resilience. What's it called?
Availability set.
Availability set.
Ooh, look at me in my AZ900.
Although I already forgot the name of it, so that shows how much it's stuck in my head. Yeah, two of us have taken our AZ900 between the last recording and this recording. That either says a lot about how unregularly we record or how quickly we crammed for the exam that we plan to forget about. Anyway, Azure's on the ground. Azure's on the ground. The whole place is greasy. And there is some fire quite near the grease, but not near enough for it to catch fire at this point.
I love that Zark and Light Through Rain are just passed out and incredibly greasy. Thanks so much.
Also,
at least you're not on fire.
Or does catching a greasy gnome sound like a really sort of dodgy D&D fairground game?
The Greasy Gnome is a brilliant minigame. Let's have that happen.
Greasy Gnome is one of those pubs that Zark used to frequent.
Yeah.
Zark, dreaming of your time in the Greasy Gnome, please make me a death saving throw, please.
Oh, yes.
I also like that Light Through Rain got made unconscious by Dickie, or put to sleep, took damage, woke up, got put down again, and now is covered in grease.
Yeah.
It's a pretty awful way to live, isn't it?
That's
a
day.
What's your 15. Score on the death save? 15's lovely. 15 is a save. You're on one save. Next in the order is AWS, who's... just going to carry on laying into Dickie, I think. Here we go with a bite. 8 to hit. Going to bite recklessly now. 14 to hit.
your shield.
An eerie voice reminds you to use your shield.
Oh, yes. I'll use my shield.
Okay. You cast shield, first level. Lovely. And you have also just spent one last turn as well, so you should now be on one spell slot, level one spell. What's your normal HP?
It is... So it's 20, my normal.
What?
But it's currently 12.
You did say HP, not...
Sorry, AC. Oh, that's my fault. That's on me. What's
it's
your AC?
12 as well.
So it's 17. So until the beginning of your next turn, your AC is 17. There is a kind of whipping noise as suddenly you are surrounded by a strange arcane defensive force. This bite hits that. A claw attack. Natural one. Oh, my nail! All of these lizards are breaking their nails. I think they should have put more cuticle oil on them. It's really embarrassing. Dickie, you've been protected and regain the invincible moniker. Next in the order is Linus.
Okay. I will just attack Azure that's prone on the floor.
Nice one. Advantage, please.
Advantage.
Oh,
okay.
I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Azure didn't have a turn.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Azure stands up and is first going to try and attack you.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
No, that makes sense.
I forgot it was my turn. I broke a nail. 6 doesn't hit. Next one's going to be Reckless. Okay. 17, I assume, hits.
That does hit.
For 3 points of piercing damage.
Ow.
And I said he couldn't use his claw attack. I mean, it does have another claw. I said it. You can't do it.
I can't attack you with a claw. I've broken my nail.
Your turn.
Okay, I will attack Azure.
Okay.
Does the reckless attack on this work the same way? So do I have advantage to
You have advantage.
Him? Okay.
Yeah.
I will attack it with, once again, ball going first. So 17 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
And that deals 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
Lovely.
And then I will, bonus action, hit with peen. Which is an 11, which
doesn't
I don't think
hit, I'm afraid.
There we go.
Anything else in your turn?
Both Light Through Rain and Zark passed their first death saving throw, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yes. Okay, then I will remain where I... actually, no, I'm going to move down here. Okay. Closer to Zark than Light Through Rain.
Nice one. Light Through Rain, death save, please.
Yeah. No. Come on. 12.
A second save. Light Through Rain lying on top of the table. Looks like she's doing all right. Dickie, your turn. Everything's greasy, but these guys are looking aggressive. And this shield has run out. It evaporates.
Right, I must have something to hit someone. Oh, I do. I've got a quarterstaff. I never knew that.
Oh, give him a bonk on the nose.
Do I need to... Does myself, Azure, and AWS all need to make the dex save at the end of our turns because of the grease?
Is it not just the first time?
It says a creature that enters the area or ends their turn there must succeed a dex saving throw.
Thank you, that's great. Let's all do dex saves as a sort of celebration.
Hooray!
See how well this goes.
AWS gets a 6 and falls over.
I got a 5, however, I will spend 1 point on my armor of strength to have to stay upright. So
nice.
These little legs fire out the back of my armor. Keep me
this
upright.
Is a great... Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Out of the grease now?
No, he's still within 10 feet of Dickie, who cast it on himself. So this is still very much in the grease. Both AWS and Azure have now failed. So things are looking pretty unreliable right now. But Dickie, you have a big advantage. If you were to attack either, you would do so with advantage right now.
They've got loads of HP, haven't they? So there's literally no point in me using sleep.
I won't lie. They've got more than you. The one that's sort of between you and Linus, he's looking pretty dodgy. He's been burnt. He has been attacked, and he's broken a nail. The one that's sort of by the door that killed Light Through Rain, I would say is looking better, but is bleeding.
Does it look like I can cast sleep and not affect any Linus, basically, given that I passed partially killed everyone else.
Dickie, I can't give you the numbers, but you're doing less well, I would say. And so, if anything, you'll put yourself to sleep and put us all out of our misery. I don't know if you want to take some unsolicited advice here, Dickie, but that shield worked super well last time, and I would keep your final spell slot for another shield. It's 2v2, and these guys are pretty bulky, so I would just hold that one back.
Slash.
Bonk him with the QS?
Yeah, I'm going to bonk him with the two-handed quarterstaff.
Nice one. Okay.
Also, is anyone else imagining that Dickie's quarterstaff is actually just a walking stick?
Yes, it does feel like that, doesn't it? Dickie, what did you get?
15.
15's good. 15 hits. I've rolled your damage for you there, but what did you get?
3.
3 points of bludgeoning damage. Bludge by bludge, this lizard man is getting closer and closer to his death. It is now, however... Dickie, make a dexterity saving throw to not fall over in the grease.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. I appear to have fallen over in my own grease.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
The consequences of my actions.
Oh, Dickie, you fall to the flagstones. And these two brood guards are both going to get up. AWS.
Can I just say, the, you know, Richard / Dickie being talked out of putting everyone to sleep again, character development. It's beautiful.
It is. So I've really been working on that with my therapist.
Character development of Richard as a person, not of Dickie as a character.
Yeah. Dickie still really wanted to.
Zark, can you make me a death save, please?
Oh.
Fingers. 12. That's a save. You're both on 2 saves. That's going well. Next is AWS, who is back online, stands up and is going to attack with advantage on you, Dickie. The first attack, a bite, is a 12. Does that hit?
My AC's 12.
Is there any way to mitigate it? And perhaps shield yourself in some way.
Use your shield.
Shield.
Use the force.
This is your ancestor speaking. Hi. I don't like your hair. Also, use your shield.
Okay. So we'll shield.
Well, that's a good idea. All right, burn your last spell slot. Your AC goes up to 17. Here's the second attack. 17. It hits. 10 points of piercing damage. This bite really goes dead. Pierces through the shield, these great big upward facing tusks of this creature gnashing through, and you are looking poor. Next in the order, next one is Azure, who is going to attack Linus. First with a bite. Did you fall over, Linus?
I did not. I used my... It doesn't matter. I've got a nat 20. But
that was a crit. 16 points of piercing damage.
Oh, dear. Ooh, that's not great, is it? But I am. I am still. I'm getting there.
16 to next attack.
That does hit me. Also.
That's not a crit. It's 6 points of piercing damage.
I am unconscious.
TPK. TPK.
As you're resilient as ever, screams as he takes down his prey. Next in the order is Dickie. Oh, it's Linus. Make me death save, please.
Here we go. That's a 10.
That's a save. Dickie, your turn.
Help us, Dickie. You're our only hope.
We are so fucked. I can't even put everyone to sleep, including myself now.
That's a relief.
Yes, what a shame.
If you bludgeon this one Azure really hard, I think he might go offline.
Really?
Go on, do it.
I'll give it a go.
Well, wait. Did Azure fall over at the end of its turn?
Oh, great. That's question. Also, don't forget to actually say out loud what you got.
I got a 3.
Didn't fall over. 3 does not hit.
Just a 3.
It's not just a three, is it?
Does that mean that, given that my hands are covered in grease as well, where does this quarterstaff end up?
The quarterstaff, as you like reel back to fly, it just slips out of your hands and hits the wall behind you. You come back to strike, and you've just got an empty hand. Both of these lizard folk round on you. On there. Make me a dexterity saving throw not to fall over again.
I'd just like to know that AWS takes one more point of piercing damage.
Oh, thank you.
That's all I've got to contribute.
That'll touch the sides.
That'll help.
I got an at 20. I'm on
for all the good it does, Dickie stays standing and is now going to be bitten to death by two angry lizard folk. 14 to hit.
Of course it does.
9 piercing damage and you fall unconscious. Dead. Let's finish off our death saves. Light through rain. Can you give me a third one, please?
Come on. Big money. 19.
Light through rain is stable. Zark, death save, please.
12.
That is 3 and 3. Both of you saved yourselves without a single death fail. All that means, through the gambler's fallacy, is those fails will be going to Linus and Dickie. Let's find out. Linus, second roll, please.
That's a 19.
That's 2 saves. Dickie, death save, please.
That's a 3.
Okay, that's your first fail. Linus, death save, please.
That's 5.
So you're on 2 saves and 1 fail.
Yeah.
Dickie, death save, please.
That's an 11.
Ooh, 1 save, 1 fail. Linus, death save, please.
That's a 10.
Linus is stable, which means it's just down to Dickie. How poetic. Dickie, death save, please.
Oh, no.
It's a 2.
You're on 1 save and 2 fails.
Come on, nat 20.
Cliffhanger in Technomancer's history.
We just stop recording now.
Dickie?
It's a 12.
We're at 2 and 2. I'm not gonna. Don't roll yet.
Oh.
This.
Roll credits.
Is. It. One roll that will define the future of Dickie as a character. You're on 2 and 2. Base is loaded. Here we go. Make me a death save, please.
Can everybody close their eyes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for
you at home, can you please close your eyes as well? Unless you're driving, in which case, close your mouth.
Close that and then close your eyes. Genuinely can't look.
Oh yes, he shoots his scores.
What is it?
It's an 18.
Dickie takes one gulp of air, still unconscious, and he is safe. Dickie, somewhere near the edges of your consciousness, you just see the goddess of dreams herself, Luetaya, look mildly relieved as well.
Cool.
It is a dark and confusing few hours. Any consciousness that remains within you feels itself being lumped into some sort of sack, dragged through various rooms. You feel an odd tugging at your very cores, a kind of fizzing sound. The air changes in temperature and in humidity. And then silence. It's unclear how long you've been asleep, unconscious, but at some point, the four of you rouse. There is an uncomfortable taste in your mouth that feels a little bit like you've just eaten a very soft boiled egg, by which I mean a blanched egg. It's seen the inside of a saucepan, but it hasn't spent much time there.
I feel like Zark will probably quite like that.
I'm still greasy.
You are still greasy. So, some of that grease has been used on the egg. Zark, okay, well, if you liked it, then maybe you're first to rise. Tempted by the delightful taste of egg, which is kind of like, it's kind of filling your mouth despite the fact that you don't remember chewing it. You open your eyes and you find yourself lying on the floor of a small, darkened cell. It's actually not that small, but it is a darkened cell. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. There are low cushions on one edge that look wet and mouldy, thick with black mould. The metal bars that run along the long side of this wall look out across a short room to another wall. But you can see to one side there's a passageway leading off into some dark recess catacomb. A tall, proud, armed, standing snake, essentially, watches you from the other side of the bars. They are 7 feet tall, at least. Their armor clads this kind of wide, almost cobra-esque kind of chest of scales. Their head curves over the top, a tongue that flexes out from inside their mouth. And behind them, the rest of the snail... The snail? Nope. The rest of the snake curls snail-like. Behind them is a sort of... almost like a tail. They hold a great spear in one protruding arm. Snakes aren't supposed to have arms. This one's got two. The rest of your party are also rousing. It's cold but humid. It smells awful. Like egg and like sort of sweaty reptile. You know that smell? You all know the smell. Come on, guys. You all know the smell of a sweaty reptile.
There's one in the party.
And Linus when he needs a shower.
I feel like I'm back at home.
in that volcano, hammering away.
What do you do?
I think Zark is... Wait, is it only Zark who's kind of awake?
Yeah, I think you're most conscious. I think the others are rousing, but I think you can take the initiative here. Don't roll initiative, but just take it.
Yeah. I think I'll probably, without kind of losing eye contact with this terrifyingly large snake guard, will probably just kind of like try and shake people more awake so that they can be aware that we're being watched and guarded to try and... sort of plan, try and shake Dickie, just like, boss, where are we?
Am I Compass Mentis?
Yes.
Beautiful. We're all still mostly dead, aren't we?
You're all on 0 HP, but you're conscious. Let's say you're on 1 HP. You're conscious, you haven't had a long rest. Things are feeling bad, your head hurts, the air smells, and you're not in a place you recognise. Oh, apart from that, you're fine.
Idea. I've got a fantastic idea. I've got a cantrip for this.
Do we have all of our belongings with us?
You look around for your belongings. Anything that is not attached to you, or is not obviously could be removed, has been removed. Your weapons are gone. The only thing that might still exist is something that is either secreted on your person or unremovable.
Like, so my armor, has that been removed?
Your armor can't be removed, is that correct?
I'm unsure.
I'm going to say your armor has been left on, but anything jagged or spiky will have probably been taken off.
But ball and peen have gone?
Ball and peen are gone, yeah.
Okay.
You feel dismembered. That's a joke just... about dicks.
I've just cast Gust to get rid of the smell.
You cast Gust, the air clears for a little while, for a few beautiful breaths of fresh air before clouding back in again. You can keep casting Gust, it is a cantrip. Every 6 seconds you can make a little pocket of air that's nice to breathe. Should we just assume you're going to do that for the rest of the campaign?
Yeah, let's go there.
Very good.
I feel like in a very reflexive way, as soon as she wakes up, like through rain, would start trying to wash off the grease.
Ugh.
I mean, grease and fur is a... Yeah, grease and fur does not mix.
Oh, dear. Can I check what this grease... What sort of an oil is it? Is it sort of rapeseed, or is it actually, like, elbow grease or crude oil?
Yeah, I mean, how upsetting is this experience for Lively Rain? Because it's clearly upsetting for everyone else watching it happen.
Mm-hmm. Rich, what is this oil that you created with your grease spell?
Or is it just like butter?
Olive oil?
Olive oil! Oh, lovely! It's delicious. I mean, your fur is still matted with it. But yeah, you get to licking off this grease. It is obviously very sticky. Your fur is not good with oil. And so it's going to take quite some time. But using your incredibly bendy spine, you start like reaching down and licking it off your, you know, hind legs and that kind of thing. Very much.
It'd be good to just assume that for now that all conversation is being held with like her own, like licking her own shin.
Holding it up.
Yeah.
So cute. Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, I've also got mending. What can I mend?
Mend our spirits.
Do you have anything cleaning rather than mending or smelling?
I've got minor illusion, so I can make your fur look better to everybody else.
No, because I'll still know. I can feel it.
Do you have prestidigitation?
No. Remember, we chose the most useless four things.
I do.
I do have dancing lights, though. At least we can keep ourselves occupied.
Yeah. Just shuffle about.
Just sit there going, oh, I like those lights.
Colours.
I don't think you understand how unpleasant this is. You're not covered in fur. I'm just going to go and, like, wipe one furry arm down Dickie's face.
You get greasier. Dickie's face is very greasy.
Do I still have my hat?
You've got your hat, yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Nothing else, just the hat.
Oh, good.
The guard steps forward, rattles the cage with the end of his spear, and goes, "Silence!" And steps back again.
Can I... Let me just check the wording of this, because I think I can. Can I telepathically communicate with the guard?
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Spend some side points, yeah. I expect.
Weirdly, no, not for this one. This is a second level ability.
Broken character!
So broken! You can communicate telepathically. You can speak to any creature you can see within 120 feet. You don't need to share a language for it to understand your messages, but they must be able to understand at least one language or be telepathic itself.
Okay.
I would like to respond telepathically with, "Okay, do you prefer it like this?"
He looks into the air and goes, "No one has. No one's been invited into my head." And just starts sort of like turning angrily. "Silence in there too."
But you said silence, and this is silence.
I said silence on all frequencies.
Okay.
No, not okay. Silence.
I will switch my sort of telepathic direction back towards my party and go, "I don't think he wants us to talk to him."
I'm going to out loud say, "I think the same."
He strides forward and just starts repeatedly striking his spear against the metal of your cage, creating a huge amount of noise. He creates a din, just as the spear rattles against the cage for about a minute before stepping back and being like, "I will have silence. This spear's got a pointy end as well."
"You're going to blunt it if you keep doing that."
"Oh, so it's not very silent if you keep doing that."
"Right, that's it. Next one to talk gets spiked. Except me. I'm allowed to talk, but not you. And not in my head either."
I would just like to give him a sort of, like, very polite, quizzical look. Like,
"Oh, Dickie starts signing to everyone."
Are you like that person who signed at Obama's inauguration and didn't know how to sign, just sort of like did a nice dance?
Yeah. Or is it more like Shiraji is like...
"Yeah, I'm just going to start making random signs to everybody."
Yeah, he seems very happy with that. The guard just nods approvingly and goes, "Yeah, you got the right idea."
I'm going to go over to the wall, get out my artisan's tools, and start magically tinkering.
Sorry, get out your artisan's tools?
Yeah. My leather worker's tools. Do I still have them?
They're also not there.
They're okay. They took my belt. Damn.
How will he keep his trousers up?
At that exact moment, your trousers fall down.
He's like, oh.
Oh, it's happened again.
Okay, he runs forward and strikes you with his spear. Does an 18 hit?
Yeah, of course it does.
That's 5 points. 5 points of piercing damage. You fall unconscious.
Okay. Perfect.
Right.
So I'm just on the floor, trousers down, tail in the air.
Would anybody like to do a medicine check before he literally dies?
Can I pull his trousers up first?
Yeah, yeah.
I will do a medicine check whilst also pulling his trousers up.
Nice. Okay.
That's a 22. Ooh,
22's fine. He is stable again. You use his trousers to kind of stem the flow of blood from somewhere near his bottom.
Oh,
do dragons have bottoms?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Trust they do.
What do you think the tail attaches to?
Yeah, that's where they lay their eggs, right?
I thought that was the
time. Given that we're unconscious, isn't that like a rest of some kind?
You haven't had a long rest because when you have a long rest with zero HP, you don't benefit from it. Oh. You've only just been healed. You're not sure what by. You will have a long rest if you want one, but you haven't had one yet.
I would like to indicate with exaggerated mime going to sleep and then... put my leg down and curl up to have a little snooze.
So we don't. What do you mean we don't get any? We don't get benefit.
You will if you long rest now, but with zero HP, you don't have a long rest. You need to have some hit points to. You've got to speculate to accumulate, Lucy.
Mm. Well, can we do a short rest and I can do song of rest?
Why don't you just do a long rest? You're exhausted and just lost a battle.
Otherwise, I won't get anything.
Like I was fully Lytherin is fully mind like...
Go.
This is a podcast, Misha.
Yes. And I'm sure the people at home can imagine their own mind of me changing into some pyjamas, putting on a little hat, going to bed.
For those at home, she's floating upside down doing star jumps off the ceiling. It's amazing.
So I've had a long rest.
No one's had a long rest, Bridget.
Oh, no.
Who would like to have a long rest? Like,
I pressed the button, though.
If you have
have a long rest. Once I say you now have a long rest.
If you have a short rest first, then you can heal me, and then I can also join in on the long rest.
Okay.
Well, I can't supposed heal to you, die. So,
this is, yes, it's fine.
Having mimed my intent to have a long rest, like Lythra is going to curl up in a corner, put her tail over her eyes and go to sleep.
Okay, hand wave. You can all have a long rest. This is annoying me and boring me. It's whatever. this kind of D&D is like, not. It doesn't interest me at all. You all curl up in your corners, having followed the instructions of Light Through Rain, and have a very uncomfortable, very mouldy, very sulphurous and moist long rest. And guess what? You will level up.
Yay!
There's nothing more experiential than losing a battle. You've gained a lot of experience, and you will start next session very powerful, but also captured and in a horrible cage. And that, my friends, is we're going to end this session.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Thank you. I mean, that was fun. I think that losing battles is a learning experience, which I think probably means you've learned quite a lot in this campaign. Because have you won a single battle? It's hard to say.
We won that pit fight.
Yeah, we won the pit fight.
Did win the pit fight.
We're all still here.
Yeah. We're technically alive this time.
I also realized that at the end of all of that, that as part of me having arcane armor, that it increases my AC by one. So my AC should have been 16 for all of that, not 15.
I wonder. Yeah. Well, listen back, dear listener. Yep. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, no, scrap it. Let's go again.
How many hits would that have changed?
To tell Rob.
The one that knocked me unconscious was an attack that hit on a 15, I believe. Oh no, I can't remember. 16, maybe? I can't remember. I don't think it would have changed a lot.
Find out how even more broken the Mystic class is when we level it up again.
Hooray! Akin to a god. Great! Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Technomancers. We'll be back next week to spend the entire session locked inside a cage, having no power and being told to keep quiet. So that's no conversation, no action, no items, no agency. Enjoy. See you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Technomancers, a D&D podcast. You can subscribe to hear the next episode when it comes out. And until then, see you later, nerds.
Inaudible clap.
Sounds of the studio. Oh, I don't want to save to the cloud. The cloud's broken.
Is it better or worse when you put the microphone near your face?
Right, let me get my bearings on the
map. I'm getting a phone call. Shall I answer it?
Yeah.
No.
Always.
Hello?
You're on air.
Welcome to Technomancers.
Hello there, hi. The yes, hello.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Are we recording this?
Here's my voice, and here is a click. Ooh. Remember that it's a podcast.
I will hurt you.
Shouting, singing, screaming, moaning.
Yeah, which browsers are you using, though?
Edge and Safari.
Well, don't use either of those.
I know.
I think that's your plan.
Yeah,
that's fine. Sorry to break a moment in the recording, but someone is hammering on my window, and I'm going to have to go and find out why.
Crivens.
Oh.
Take us with you.
All the paint.
All the paint hammering on the window.
Yes. Stay where you are. You probably don't want to stand directly in front of the woman with a sickle that has a scar on the end.